Many of you cherish your devotion to Padre Pio, but have you ever wondered which devotions he turned to every single day? These practices not only deepen his holiness, but can also transform your own spiritual journey. Stay tuned.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're excited to have you with us. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede in powerful ways today. Join us as we share new videos and shorts 5 days a week, diving into the extraordinary life and miracles of this beloved saint. Discover how Padre Pio's legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. Today I want to share with you some of the devotions that Padre Pio practiced throughout the year. These devotions were an essential part of his spirituality that some of you might want to embrace in your own lives. The insights I'll share are drawn from the book Padre Pio, The Mystery of the Near God, by Saverio Gaeta. Now, Gaeta states that these devotions weren't just personal to Padre Pio. They remain a key practice for prayer groups named after him to this very day. So, if any of you watching are part of a Padre Pio prayer group, please let me know in the comments section if this is still the practice. Without further ado, let's have a look at what the author shared. The main characteristics of Padre Pio's spirituality were well summarized by the theologians who studied all of the Capuchins' writings at the beginning of the canonization process. The constant yearning for union with God and a trusting abandonment to Him, the ecstasies of love for Jesus Christ, for his passion and death, and for the divine Eucharist. The tender and filial devotion to Mary Most Holy and unlimited trust in her intercession. The certainty of the presence and protection of the guardian angel. Now, as many of you know, Padre Pio didn't keep these spiritual treasures to himself. He generously shared them with his spiritual children, guiding them in practicing various devotions. One of his closest followers, Miss Rachelina Russo, provides what the author describes as a complete picture of these devotions. Miss Russo shared, "One of the devotions he instilled in us was that of the guardian angel, for he is our invisible companion, the one who is always close to us, from birth until death." Another of the more recommended devotions was that of the month of Saint Joseph, which we never fail to practice every year, either in the church or in our homes. Then there was the month of May, with the novena and supplication to Our Lady of Pompeii. The month of June, with the daily recitation of the Rosary to the Sacred Heart. The devotion to Our Lady of Mount Carmel, Saint Anne, the Assumption of Mary, and the Lent of Saint Michael, which begins on the Vigil of the Assumption and ends on the 28th September. The month of October, dedicated to Our Lady of the Rosary and the Guardian Angels. The month of the Dead. And finally, all the devotions of December, from the Immaculate Conception to Christmas and Epiphany, with a recitation of 40 Hail Marys that begins on the Feast of Saint Catherine. Now, if that list seems extensive, think about the immense love and devotion Padre Pio poured into every moment of his day. As the author notes, in his intense daily routines, Padre Pio did not forget the particular devotions he endeavored to practice daily. as recorded in the pages of his diary in July 1929. No less than 4 hours of meditation, and these every day on the life of our Lord, the birth, passion, and death. Novenas to Our Lady of Pompeii, to Saint Joseph, to Saint Michael the Archangel, to Saint Anthony, to Father Saint Francis, to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, to Saint Rita, to Saint Teresa of Jesus. Moreover, as long as his strength allowed, the superiors assigned Padre Pio the night duty of visiting the Blessed Sacrament and giving the Eucharistic blessing. This was a precious moment for his spiritual children, which Padre Pio also proposed to other penitents with this exhortation: Jesus, imprisoned in the host, is waiting for you. Go to meet him and keep him company. Professor Cuera de Oliveira said, "A man becomes a spiritual millionaire through the merits of one simple communion. If he were to spend his whole life in a cave, alone praying and doing penance, he would not acquire such great merit as he acquires in one communion." Before we conclude, I'd like to share a remarkable story about the Eucharistic miracle of Lanciano. The miracle took place in the 8th century in a church administered by Basilian monks. One of the priests was doubting the real presence. As he pronounced the consecration, the host was transformed into flesh, the wine into blood. The body took on the form of a heart, and the blood coagulated into 5 irregularly shaped globules. In 1970, the miracle was subjected to scientific scrutiny. The doctors concluded that the flesh was human heart tissue and the blood is human blood, both from the same blood group AB. Today, the relics are conserved in a Franciscan church. Close access is possible thanks to a stairway immediately behind the relics. The flesh is preserved within a silver monstrance, the blood globules in a crystal chalice. So as we reflect on these devotions that filled Padre Pio's life, perhaps there's something here that speaks to you, a devotion you might want to start or deepen. If so, please let me know in the comment section below. And as Padre Pio famously said, pray, hope, and don't worry. Thank you so much for watching. Your support means the world to us. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share it with your friends. Love our videos? Then click the bell to get notified as soon as we upload something new. Otherwise, you will miss out. Check out the specially recommended videos on the end screen or click the links in the description below for a full selection of great content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist, and to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. Thank you for being a part of our community, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.